Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Appreciate you joining in on this live call tonight. As many of you know who join regularly, this is a call that we do the first and third Thursday of every single month. And the idea behind this call is pretty simple. It's to give you information, education, hopefully maybe in some cases, I think tonight will especially be one of those nights, maybe a little inspiration to enjoy more abundant health, not only in your own personal life, but hopefully the information we share on calls like this will help you help others enjoy more health abundance. Remember, that's part of the mission of Zuma Worldwide, right, is to change the health of a generation. And one of the ways we do that is by sharing information on calls like this. Tonight's a special call because I get to share this call with a gentleman who's been a very good friend of mine for many, many years. And many of you know him as a member of our scientific advisory board. He's a doctor of chiropractic. He's a very accomplished martial artist, and he's honestly just a good all-around guy, health and wellness expert in every aspect of that. Always proud to have him on these calls. He's always got great information to share, but tonight's a little different. Tonight he's going to be sharing with you some personal information, and I think it's the kind of information that for many of you listening in tonight will be of a good inspiration for you, and like I said, I think some of you may want to share this information tonight. One of the things we always hope for as individuals that are part of the Zuma family, we always hope that we're doing, you know, things that are going to be wise for our health and our longevity. But, sometimes life throws a curveball at you. And so tonight, Dr. T is joining us, and he's going to share a little personal story with you about a recent curveball, if you will, that came into his life. And so I don't want to take away any of that story. I want him to be able to share it with you firsthand. So, Dr. T, you out there with me tonight?
Yes, sir. Dr. Marsh, how are you this evening?
Terrific, and you sound fantastic, as always.
I feel excellent and blessed more than 100 people should be.
I like that attitude. I think that helps you enjoy the abundance you have in your life, and I know that's going to tie into your story tonight. So, Dr. T, I know you and I, not that long ago, we had a very different kind of conversation than what we normally have. I mean, for those of you listening tonight, when Dr. T and I talk, just like any of our corporate team members or scientific advisory board members, it's always positive. It's always exciting. You know, there's always good stuff going on in the world. But not long ago, Dr. T and I had a little bit different kind of call, and it was a call that, you know, I didn't expect to have with him, but it was one that led him on a little bit of a journey, and I know he's going to share that with you tonight. I would love to tell you that I had a lot to do with it. I think I had a little to do with it, and I'm sure he'll touch on that. But the bottom line is, guys, tonight I want you to listen closely because there's a lot of valuable information and probably some lessons to be learned from what Dr. T is going to share with you tonight. So without any further ado, Dr. T, I'm going to let you jump in and kind of tell everybody a little bit about the story about what you and I embarked on just not that long ago.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you again, Ken, and welcome again, everybody. I know everybody's busy, and a special welcome to another scientific board advisory member. I heard Dr. Melissa out there. I know you're on mute, but I'm telling you, hi, Mr. Darrell. Good to hear all of you out there. And I want the rest of you, especially this call is designed for the newer person, but tonight, hopefully, even you guys have been with all of us for a while, we'll get a little bit different flavor and a little bit different thought process about a couple of different things. And that's why I'm saying you got people like Dr. Melissa that's on this call that knows, you know, everything that I know, but yet she's on. Will she pick up one more thing that can help her practice? And so, I want to go back to my martial arts training in the beginning because I think health and wellness relates a lot to that venue and that avenue and that vehicle, because I can remember many, many times going to class and throwing a single punch hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and kicks and forms called katas and things. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, is this worth it? You know, my body's sore. Am I ever going to use this? Do I really want to use it? And then it wasn't until, and here's part of the analogy is most people believe when you arrive at black belt and you get your first degree black belt, then you have indeed arrived. But the reality is when you reach black belt and you really are in it for that next year, you realize that's when you begin to understand, really understand the martial arts and what it's about. It's about building up this body and this temple and your reaction time and your speed and your timing, not to use it, but so you never have to use it. But God forbid, if there is an instance where something happens, that you're more prepared than the average person. And fortunately, I've only had to use what I know a couple of times in a couple of situations, and it was remarkable to me how when life stood up and I had to confront this foe, we'll call it, how well my training really worked, how the reaction turned into reality and kept me out of trouble. So now let's spin over to the health and wellness world. From a kid, I don't know why, I'm a Christian, but it had nothing to do with me being a Christian. I always had an interest in the health and wellness field and liked it, like fitness and push-ups and sit-ups and, you know, watch Shaq LaLanne and all these people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and just admire all these people in the fitness and like the idea and got going into fitness. At 5 years old, a car crushed my left leg and they didn't think I'd ever walk properly again. But again, my neighbor was a phys ed coach, and he also held the record in the military for Air Force for push-ups, sit-ups. And so I was constantly ingrained with this. And even though during my generation, I grew up with many people smoked at the time, you couldn't walk through my parents' house without a cloud of smoke, and many of my peers smoked. And then, you know, drugs came on the scene and all this kind of thing. And I'm just telling you, for me, because I was interested way back, I didn't know how it was all put together, but I understood, or I thought I understood, that this wellness concept, I believed there was something to that. And it's something like the martial arts that you had to work on constantly. And so I never smoked, I never drank, I never did drugs. I come from an Italian family. I'm not anti, you know, drinking. And I mean, as long as you're not blissed out of your mind, I'm not anti-drinking or anything of that nature. It's just something I never did. Fortunately, I never needed extra weight that I felt alcohol gave me, nor did I need to lose any more brain cells. So just I never got into drugs or alcohol or cigarettes. And I'm using that as a foundation, and you'll see why in a few minutes I'm telling you this. So as I grew older and then, again, got more into fitness, more into wellness and things like the martial arts and started understanding it better and then found out about chiropractic and I never knew I could become a doctor without drugs or surgery. I was in my mid-20s before I even knew what chiropractic even was. And yet it made so much sense to me that God made the body to heal itself. We just do stupid stuff that screws it up throughout life, and that chiropractic can be of great benefit, because this idea of structure and function made, again, total sense to me, be it your car, be it your house, and why not your body? If the structure is out of balance, you're going to eventually have a functional breakdown. And then, as I said, as I was in practice for quite a while, the only piece I really felt like I was missing was this internal piece. I needed to look at nutrition. I understood the basics of nutrition. I understood, you know, why eating properly is good for you and so forth and so on. But And we get bombarded, like I said, almost weekly. I've sent Ken dozens of articles from some of our magazines just showing him different companies bombarding us weekly, monthly, with why we should belong to XYZ vitamin company. And I'm not saying there aren't other companies that are good, but all I'm saying is it was never a fit for me. You know, one of the other things I did that I believed helped greatly is, you know, as a young person accepting Christ as my Savior. So I say that just because that's my foundational belief. And being positive, like Ken was talking about, I lectured for a company called Success Motivation Institute of America, and I saw that, no, that alone, thinking it is not enough. You have to have action. But these things in concert, and as I look at all those things, as I look at my fitness background, as I look at my martial arts background, as I look at the nutritionals for the last 15 years that I've been with Zuma, being very, very blessed to be able to talk with people like Dr. Melissa, like Ron Howe, Ken, all these guys on the scientific advisory board, Daryl, who's been out there a long time, but being able to gain knowledge from Dr. Anthony and these people about what they do, constantly looking and learning, just like, because I'm a doctor of chiropractic, does not mean I have arrived. It just means I'm now learning at a higher level and I know a lot more. But still, you're never at the end. You're constantly learning, and you're preparing. And what was I preparing for? I told you in the martial arts, it's like our military. I believe we should have the biggest, baddest military in the world. To blow up people? No, not for that whatsoever. But to walk gently and carry a big stick, to know no one's going to mess with you because you now have the greatest military in the world. I want the greatest body I could ever prepare because, again, as a Christian, if the good Lord takes me home tonight, I've had a blessed life and I'm ready. But what if he leaves me here for a while? You see, my training was not to exist, but to live. I did a call one time for a group of Christian pastors on the Zoom line for another person. I was talking with them, and that's what I said to those pastors. I said, you shouldn't be on this line worried about if the end is here today. You should be worried about if you're left here again another 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years. Do you want to be hooked up to things? Do you want to be, you know, your kidneys go at 40 and your heart attack at 50 and then, you know, have to have a double bypass at 60 and so forth and so on? I never believed God made the body for that. But I do believe that all these things in concert, we work together for good, and God made this marvelous machine. And so, you know, some of you may have received the news beat letter, the health beat letter, and I write about this, but I said, what would you do? What would you do? And by that I meant, especially Dr. Melissa, you can appreciate this, we have clients and patients come to us all the time with different problems, different situations that we've never had. You know, I had three pregnant ladies in my office yesterday, and they get a lot of low back pain, and I work with them, and they do extremely well under care, although I've personally, obviously, never been pregnant, but I learned from a scientific viewpoint of what to do and how it can affect the central nervous system and what we may do to help them be more comfortable. So to that I say, I've seen many diseases throughout my lifetime thinking, oh, that's bad. And I believed at that time I empathized with them because I do want to get them better. But sometimes when it doesn't affect you, when you've never had it, you know, you say you empathize, but do you really? You know, what would you do if all of a sudden you woke up today and you had XYZ disease that you've never had before? What would you do if you woke up today and had a heart attack? What would you do if you woke up and had one of these terminal diseases? How would you respond? So this incident that's happened to me starting in around January, end of January last year, I've always, my biggest thing has been weight, and I've wanted to, you know, shed a few pounds. So I really got serious about my program, and some of you have heard this portion. I started working out a little bit, and I have a little piece of land around my property. And so I set up this mile and a half track that I've been walking. And when it was cold weather and bad weather, sometimes I couldn't go out. So I started walking up and down my steps in my house. And I would, you know, start off with one revolution, you know, go up and down the steps. Two, I could get up and do 30 minutes pretty comfortably. And the weight's starting to drop. And I'm feeling pretty good about all that. And come around May, this last May, I dropped around 30 pounds. Metabolize, I had used as part of my program as I was dropping this weight, making sure my protein level stayed up, so forth, so on, using X2O as my base. Everything that we've spoken about and I believe in, you see, I understood the weight loss program because I've gained weight, lost weight. I've looked at it before and looked at what to do. I didn't like it, but I understood it. And so what would you do if you all of a sudden started gaining weight and you wanted to lose it? Well, in your back office, you have all the information you need for the Metabolize program and why that, along with the AMPM formula, works, and why you should then pull that where you may have never used it before. You pull it out of your arsenal. You pull it out of one of those things that you could utilize to help you with that weight management or weight loss program. So come May, I'm feeling pretty good. I lost 30 pounds. I'm lighter than I've ever been since I've been with Zuma. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm walking this mile and a half, and life is golden. But I will tell you, walking up and down these steps, I started noticing my right knee, and I told you before, it was my left knee that was run over when I was a child, thinking that if ever anything gave me a problem, it would be that left knee. But my right knee started giving me, oh, it would ache a little bit and so forth and so on. And typical, I'm using air quotes here, athlete, you know, push through that pain and keep on going. And I'd rest it a little bit and I'd get it adjusted and I'd work on it a little bit, but I didn't rest it enough. And I started using my joint health, but again, I used it as not the therapeutic dose. I used a lighter dosage. The pain would go and it would come and it would go and it would come. And one day, late May, I'm out cutting grass about 4 or 5 hours, came back and decided to get in my, we have a little above ground pool, got in there, felt great. My wife and I were talking and time to get out. And I stepped out of the pool, stepped down on the ladder, and I guess my foot was about 6 or 8 inches off the deck, and I stepped down and heard this loud pow. And it was my right knee, and I couldn't even put my toe down. That's how I couldn't bear any weight. Extreme pain that I have not had in a very, very, very long time. And so it was a Thursday afternoon. I will not forget it because the next day was Friday. We had a very busy day. We had about 65 patients scheduled that day. So we were extremely busy. And my wife says, do you want me to call the other doc and put him on standby and cancel your patients? And I said, no, let me see how I feel in the morning, knowing full and well, this ain't something that's going to go away. But I tried to sleep that night in pain, and the next morning I got up and still couldn't bear weight. And so long story short, I ended up going into the ER because I needed to get a picture taken right away. And I looked at it and ended up having an MRI. And of all things, I've now the orthopedic surgeon, a friend of mine who looked at it, said, you have completely crushed your right medial meniscus. That's just inside the knee, inside my right knee. Midway, he said, you're almost bone on bone. He said, and oh, by the way, P.S., you've also fractured the top of the tibia, which if you feel just below your knee, there are two bones that are below the knee that go down to the ankle, and it's the one in the front. The top piece I had fractured. And he said, it's not uncommon to see that. He said, you know, your quads and legs are pretty strong. He said, this has been coming on for a while, and it was the old final straw that broke the camel's back, but you're probably looking at surgery. But I tell you what, he said, let's even possibly take a look at using some of your own red blood cells to inject in that to see if it'll rebuild. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm willing to look at that first before the surgery. But again, I went from, you know, walking around here with some pain to such severe pain, I'm now on two crutches and a $1,200 knee brace and waiting it out for this next get-together to figure out what I'm going to do next. A few nights later, I'm lying on my bed on my back and I'm feeling my abs because I can now, I'm happy about this weight loss, but I'm trying to figure out, okay, this knee's crushed, you know, what I'm going to do next. And now that was bad enough. Me, I should not have had a fractured tibia nor a torn meniscus. Me, this doctor of chiropractic who's supposed to know about health and wellness, but what would you do? And so that's the pathway I took. But now, in 30-plus years, I've never seen any other physician for any other thing. And now I've got this orthopedic surgeon on the possible brink of surgery. So as I'm palpating my abdomen and this kind of thing, it's called the ASIS, anterior superior iliac spine. If you put your hand down to your belly button and move to the right, you'll feel the top of your hip bone. That's called the ASIS. Just below that is called the inguinal canal. And all of a sudden, I just happen, because I lost weight, rubbed my hand across it, and I find this lump. I said, that's kind of strange. I never felt that before. And so immediately what I thought is I had what's called an inguinal hernia because of all the lifting and pulling and pushing I do throughout the summer and working out. I thought that's what it was. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anybody. And I let it go for a few days, and I thought, no, I better get this checked. So I called a general surgeon friend of mine, and he said, let's go ahead and get an MRI, a CT scan, rather. So I did that. And now here I am thinking throughout life, my family's had some history of heart problems and this kind of thing. And, you know, so if I thought in life, if I ever had anything, maybe I would have a mild heart attack or something, just because genetics does happen. There is a 1% chance that that can happen, although I give genetics very little credit. And so I went ahead and had the CT scan, and you know, I come back, I'm still lucky and cheerful. What is this lump? Why do I have it? And the doctor comes back and says, we believe it's lymphoma. Well, I got to tell you, kids, I was not prepared for that. All my knowledge, everything that I know, everything that I thought I knew went out the window. I'm saying, I never smoked, drank, did drugs. I've done all this workout. I've done all this. I've tried to eat halfway right. I take a ton of nutrients. How in the world can I have this? And this, again, is why I talked earlier about all these bullets in your gun and learn to have empathy for some of your friends or people who may not take the nutrients when you think they should, or do what you think they should as healthcare in the healthcare direction. Because I'm thinking, I can get a little bit upset about this, but like being a black belt, my healthcare, I've started looking at it in the same perspective, in that this is what I've been training for all my life, to fight off and ward off these things. But what would you do if then all of a sudden something popped up out of the blue, like this lymphoma? For those of you who don't know, that's a cancer of the lymph node, and there's several different kinds and several different types, but it can even be terminal, depending on how much it's spread and what it's doing. So I knew enough to know all this, and really I'm doing everything I can. And so the first thing I had to do for myself is go back and get myself centered again, and said, you know, give glory to God for all things. Now, that's kind of tough when you think you've got the C word, but that's what the word said. So for me, again, this is just me, that was my foundation. I had to stand on that. Lecturing with Success Motivation Institute, I had to go back to telling myself, I feel healthy, I feel happy, I feel terrific, I'm a billionaire, I'm a champion, I love the Lord loves me, I'm a child of the living God. I kept these positive affirmations in my mind because, you see, that's what I was trained to do. It's easy to say what you do when it's not happening, but what would you do? It's like Sunday afternoon football. I love it when I watch that and see guys say, oh, man, he should have made that catch, or the quarterback should have done this. You know, I played semi-pro ball, and I, you know, I'm kind of a big guy, and I got absolutely crushed. And you have no idea how fast that ball is coming. And I can't imagine as a professional football player how fast that ball is coming and how hard you've been hit. But it's easy to sit there on Sunday afternoon in that armchair with your drink to your side and your slice of pizza and tell them as you're wiping the wing juice off your fingers what they should do. And you see, I sort of felt like that during this incident. The very next thing I did is I did tell my wife, because she had to take me in because I had to have a biopsy of this thing and so forth and so on. And, of course, it freaked her out a little bit, and I'm trying to keep her calm, and she's trying to be calm for me, and it's kind of an interesting scenario. But one of the very first things I did is I said, I'm not naming this thing. I will call it what it is because it's on that diagnosis, and that's it. You see, if you have a stray cat that comes to your house and you don't want that cat, never name it, because if you do, you're going to keep it. This is me. This is my philosophy. So I was not about to name this thing because I told my wife, we're not keeping this. Whatever this is, it ain't staying. I'm done with this. I'm going to war. I've trained for this. I'm ready for this, and I'm giving it everything I've got for whatever it is. And so she spoke truth and positives, and we got together. We prayed like we do every night together. We pray with each other, and then we pray individually before we go to bed. And we claim this, I am healed. Not I'm going to be healed, that I am healed. I used every positive affirmation that I knew of scripturally, that God's in control of everything. And he wants greatness for me. I am his child. I have his greatness on this earth. And I profess this every single day. And about a month after I had this, I had to go through about 8 or 12 weeks now of different tests, blood work, different things, bone biopsies. And in the meantime, I call Ken, and I start talking to him. And I didn't even tell my family. You know, I didn't put it out there. There was only a handful of people that knew. Most of my staff up to this moment, even my staff still does not even know. You're the first ones that know about this portion. They knew I hurt my knee. I sort of couldn't hide that too much. But this swollen lymph gland, nobody had any idea. I didn't want, you know, anybody to worry. I didn't want any pity. I didn't want anything. I just wanted positive affirmation. That's why I called Ken. And Ken very systematically, and this is kind of interesting because he's right, we do. We talk back and forth about different subjects, different ideas, and different thoughts. And he said, you know, give me a rundown of what you've been taking. And I told him what I've been taking. And we put together a little regime, and one thing he said to me that just clicked, he said, you're not on natural selection now. And I said, darn, no, I'm not. He said, you might think about taking it and take it as a therapeutic dosage. And for some reason, that clicked to me, that resonated with me. And so I started going on. I started taking my joint health. I beefed it up. I was taking 2-3 times a day. I'm taking silver. I'm taking my Life Source every morning, my Simulator, my Berry product, and as well as all of my omegas every single morning. As I said, I drink Bragg's vinegar too. I do that. Naturally, I take my X2O all day long. I want to keep my body as alkaline as possible because I'm fighting this thing. I'm sending the good guys into the body. At nighttime, I would take X2O PM, just to make sure I was keeping, you know, enough minerals in my body. But the joint health throughout the day, three different times, three times a day. And I'm taking natural selection because I want to clean up the blood. It makes sense to me that clean that blood as much because the lymph system is filtering all this stuff. I want to make sure that everything is as good as possible. And, of course, you know, when you have something like this, your immediate thought is every single symptom they ask you, have you had? You've probably had it. Like, for example, do you ever get hot at night? Well, who on this phone hasn't gotten hot at night? I'm Italian. I get hot at night. And God knows, Ken, your wife would have been at the top of the list on that one. I love it because we've had a conversation when she's with us. So, you know, all these kind of symptoms. Have you lost weight? Well, yes, I lost 30 freaking pounds, but it was intentional. I'm trying to lose this weight. So the first time in my life that I can ever remember now, here I've just dropped 30 pounds, I was scared to death to lose any more weight because I didn't want them to think it was because of this, the C word, see? So over the next 30 days, I tried to eat whatever I wanted. And it was really interesting about weight loss. For those of you that have done it, you know what I'm saying to you. The first 2 weeks, I was eating everything in sight and didn't gain a pound. And, of course, then your mind wants to freak. You know, Satan wants to get in there and say, well, see, you know, you must have the C word because you're not gaining weight. Well, see, your body gets a new set point, and you've lost this weight, and you've been going on this decline. Your body's used to eating less. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started picking up a few pounds. So now I'm about 8 pounds up from where I was. And but now we went back and we had, like I said, 5 or 6 sets of blood work. I had some back in January just because of a general checkup that all showed up good, thank God. And then I had some about a month before this incident. And then after this incident, I had three. They sent me for 3 different sets of intense blood work. I even had a bone biopsy along with a colonoscopy kind of thing. I mean, they're checking everything that there is possible to check. And so, again, I felt worse for my wife because all of this took, again, about 8 to 12 weeks before we were going to get the final results. And I'll never forget the day we walk in about 2 weeks ago, I guess it's been. And again, Azuma and Ken has been very gracious and grateful to me because they have taken some time with me and chatted with me and checked on me and, you know, prayed for me, and things have been, you know, I just feel very blessed along with some other people that have known about this. So I walk in, but here's what's very interesting. Again, I just have to go back to this from a Christian standpoint. About 3 weeks prior to me walking in the door, I felt this come over me. Holy Spirit is the only thing I can say that I think that it was, but I felt so strongly I am healed. All results are 100% good. I felt so tremendously good. We walk in, and of course, you still never know. And here comes this is the head of oncology that I know and of the hospital, and he walks in and he says, how you feeling? And I said, actually, I feel great. He said, well, I got something to tell you. And of course, I thought my wife was going to fall out of the chair. He said, all your tests came back 100% perfect. Well, if any of you have been through these incidents, you know what relief that is. It's great that you know it, but it's even greater when it's confirmed. Every blood test was perfect. The bone biopsy that's not fun to do was perfect. Colonoscopy's good. Every set of the blood work was good. CT scans came back. They scanned me from top to bottom. Not a trace of anything else anywhere else. So I say to you these things not to impress you with what I've done or who I am. I'm not looking for that at all. All I'm saying to you, some of you will question because you feel so good, because you are asymptomatic. That means I have no symptom at all. That you believe this theory, I feel good, therefore I must be healthy. I have no pain, I must be okay. That Ken has heard me for 30 years. I've preached for 15 years. He knows I've repeated this phrase many times. Symptoms have almost nothing to do with your health care. It's not about how you feel. Again, Dorland's Medical Dictionary that I've quoted a million times says health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. So, Dr. T, if you've done all these things, how did you get this? Some things we'll never know on this earth. I don't know. I live in fields where there's the first thing they kept asking me over and over and over again was, I around Roundup very much? That's what they kept coming back to, Roundup. And I said, I've lived in the country all my life, and I live on my property has aerial spraying that goes, planes go over it. I said, but no, personally, I've not used it any more than probably Ken's been around it or other people have been around it. So no, I can't blame it on that. I believe there's some things we will not know why, but my question to myself was, how many people walk away from this kind of problem with that kind of diagnosis? Because I'm telling you, the oncologist was quite shocked. There was not a trace of anything else anywhere. Oh, P.S., I get my knee checked in the end of this month for my update. I went to one of the physical therapists that they work with to see if there was anything else they knew that I didn't help rehab it. And this was 2 weeks after I saw the ortho, and I was still having quite a bit of pain, but I was starting to move a little better. And he said, there's nothing more I don't believe I can do than you're doing right now. And that's then Ken and I had this conversation, and I went ahead and increased all my nutrients, my silver and everything else, and really started hitting it. And right now while I'm speaking with you, I have this little deck, Ken knows what I'm talking about, on the back second floor of my property that I'm walking, speaking with you. And right now, if you didn't know that I told you about this knee and what happened, understand again, a crushed meniscus, almost bone on bone, and a fracture of the tibia. I have no cane. I have no crutches. I have no brace. I have no pain at this very minute. By the grace of God, I am walking. I've been seeing patients every day. I took off 1 week of work, but other than that, I've been back to work. I'm not saying there aren't days that I have pain. I'm not saying there aren't days that I have symptoms, but I am saying to you, I've seen no one else have this crushed meniscus and this fracture of the tibia that I was speaking of and have recovered without some type of surgery or something going on or a severe limp. So why do I think that's so? Well, I think it's many reasons. I believe God does answer prayer. I believe God heals us. And I believe we have to believe that and understand that and pray it. And I believe you just can't say the words. I believe you can't have religion, but you have to have relationship. Just the same as I believe in Zuma. I can't say to you over 15 years, hey, yeah, I think you guys should take these vitamins. I think they're pretty good. And yeah, I think you should take them. I think you should drink your X2O every day. Even though you don't have any pain or any symptoms, if I don't do it. But I believe because I've done it. I believe because I've systematically every single day take most of my nutrients. I believe my system has been built up. And I believe even Superman got knocked down with kryptonite, but he got back up and went again. And so we human beings, we make a joke, and I've seen it before when other doctors and chiropractors say, hey, man, he had a cold. And I'll say to him, they said, how do you answer that? I said, well, here's what I will answer. I even know some doctors and chiropractic who have even died. We are not infallible. We are not, inhuman. We are human. Things will happen to us, and the body is built to die at some day. But I can tell you right now, today, I've gone through this entire summer with all of these problems, and I have never felt better than I feel right now. I've walked a quarter of a mile day before yesterday, before I started having some pain, and now they want me to go in for this limb thing, just check up in 6 months, just run another CT scan and look at me. So what's the moral of the story? Don't know. Everything I'm telling you is anecdotal. It's not scientific, so please don't use this telling people we can cure cancer, we can do any of these things, because we can't. We don't do that. We don't say that. But what I am saying, you need to prepare your body now. The war is here. It's not coming. The war is now. The war is going on every day. The germs are in you. The bad stuff is in you. I believe probably every disease known to man is in us, but our job is to work on fighting that back every day. First start, again, for me, it's about a spiritual battle. And then next, it's a mental battle, keeping myself positive. You know, as I've spoken, you see people get 40 years old and all of a sudden 40 is over the hill. If it is, you give yourself no choice but to die at 80. If 40 is over the hill, change your thinking. If you want to fly with the eagles, stay away from the buzzards because they are out there. Everybody I talked to, the few people that I knew, few family members that I spoke with, that soon as I told them about this, because there were some things I wanted to make sure that they checked in with my family and kept them going. Some of the very first things they would say is, well, I've known so-and-so that had this, and man, he had 7 months to live. See, I rejected all that. You know, there's only one thing, and that's God, who knows when my time is to go. My job is to fight with all I'm worth, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I will continue to do. And I say that to you just to give you hope, to give you, for those out there who may have some type of, I'm just going to lump it as an illness, for those of you who have no illness, now is the time to prepare, just like becoming a black belt, doing all that training. And I can tell you, the Zuma products are in your corner. They are there to help you. Your upline is there to help you. We have some great, great people. And I'm very blessed and feel fortunate to know all that I know, but even more fortunate to be able to go to any of these people that are on the line now that I can call and simply say, hey, can we chat about this? Or who's the upline I can talk to maybe about that? Or what do you think about this other thing? Or what do you think I should add to what I'm doing? And so for that, I'm very graced and blessed and blessed. That's why I say I am indeed blessed more than 100 people should be, and probably now more than 1,000 people should be. Again, I didn't make this call to impress any of you, and I fought back and forth many times whether or not I was even going to discuss this. But as I sat down, it was my turn to write for the newsletter, and I prayed about it, and I thought, Lord, maybe there's just one person out there that needs the encouragement, that has some down things that have happened. We just had a young quarterback who's had a winning year last year, graduated 19 years old from high school, just died of cancer. My heart breaks for his family. 19 years old, just beginning life. And so you wonder, I didn't know the boy. I didn't know the school he went to. I knew the school. I didn't know him. There's so much in the world that I believe we can help. And we'll never know. We'll never know what seeds we plant, either via our positive words, through our encouragement, through stay positive with these people and your friends and your family. And your friends and your family, again, I've said this to a million times, Ken or me, you look at us, Dr. Melissa, you look at all of us and say, oh, man, I bet you say you could take dirt and people, because you say it, they would take it. I'm telling you, it's not true. We have many, many people that don't do what we suggest that they do. And that's fine. Your job is to plant the seed, not beat them over the head with it. The word of Christ is the same thing. Your job is to say, the only way to me is through my son and belief in Jesus Christ, and I'm done. I move on to the next person. It's up to you whether you accept it. It's up to you whether you accept these things about these nutrients and that you're really taking them, and promote that word to somebody else. I've gone way too long tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to thank you for your time and spread the word, spread the love. Zuma has a lot of great things. Get people on the line. Get people in these products. Get people in front of Zuma's corporate office people and in front of your upline, because we have a great story to tell. We have a great product to sell, and we have a great life to live, but we want to live it healthy. Thank you all very much. Dr. Marsh, it's yours.
Dr. T, it's funny, you know, I've been with you all along in this journey that you've been on, and hearing you tell it tonight, it just really summarizes it beautifully about, you know, where you've been, where you went, and where you're at now, and I think there was such a great, valuable number of lessons, you know, to be learned through your story. And, you know, it's interesting, I remember when you first shared this information with me. You and I are definitely of the same mind and spirit, because when you said that to me, my first instinct was like, wow, all right, we got an issue. We got to get over this, right? It wasn't like doom and gloom. It wasn't like, oh, there's a chance that this is going to be really bad. I was like, all right, T, here's what we got to do. We got to get through this.
Exactly. It was awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of person you need around you right there. That's what I needed. I needed to hear that. And that was awesome.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, you know, you can't, nor can I, can we say, hey, it was absolutely this combination of Zuma products? No.
Right.
Can we say it was absolutely prayer? No. Can we say it was absolutely that positive attitude mentally that you kept? You can't say that it's absolutely this or that. But here's what I do know. The combination of all those for you, the end result is you are a very healthy, very vibrant, man who looks like he's going to have a whole lot more years ahead of him. And you wonder if you didn't, like you said in your article that you did for the Health Beat this month, what would you do? Would you do some of it? Would you do all of it? Would you do none of it? I don't know. If it were me, I would do exactly what you did, Dr. T. I would say, you know what, I'm going to take every possible positive approach I can to overcome it. And look at you, you're living proof of, well, you can't maybe pinpoint one or two or three different items that were the absolute catalyst. All of them combined, the end result is still there. And I think that's all anybody would ever want, is the end result that you now have of having a very scary diagnosis, only to have in a very short period of time a clean bill of health. I mean, that's just fascinating. And I'm just thrilled because you've chosen to align yourself with Zuma. You've been a product of the product, as we say, for 15 years. And like you said, who knows? You know, had you not been taking care of yourself and doing all the things you've been doing and using Zuma's products for the last 15 years, would this diagnosis have gone the other way? Again, we can't say for certain, but boy, talk about, you know, a possible long-term insurance policy you gave yourself. I want to believe that you absolutely did. Absolutely. And I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled that we somehow, some way had some small part or maybe a large part in that. And I'm thrilled that, you know, you have trusted us over all these years, you know, and trusted Zuma's product line. Like you said, there isn't a week that goes by that somebody or some company isn't trying to sell you on why their company and their products are the best choice. And yet you've never wavered. You'd always stuck with Zuma. And you know, here you are and sharing what is really one of the most powerful testimonies we've heard in a very long time. So, number one, thank you for all the loyalty and support you give Zuma. And number two, thank you for being willing to share your story. I know that was a difficult decision for you to make, but I'm glad that you did, because like you said, who knows, via tonight's call, people listening in live or maybe those who will get a hold of this recording, whose life you might inspire, whose situation you might actually help turn around through your story, and that's what it's all about. Well, Dr. T, thank you. Thank you again for sharing that. Folks, if you've been listening to the call tonight, I promise you this might be one of those ones you might want to share with somebody else. So remember, this is a recorded call. You can certainly access this to the back office of your website at Zuma here by no later than Monday. Keep in mind also that Dr. T wrote a little bit about this, obviously a little brief, more brief than this call tonight, this month's Health Beat article. So I encourage you to use that as a tool to maybe also be an inspiration to maybe others that you know who could use a little health boost or maybe even a health turnaround, like you heard Dr. T talk about tonight. So guys, I want to thank you for listening in tonight. Dr. T, as always, thank you for your time and talent. And until next time, remember, first and third Thursday of every single month, we do these calls. I invite you to be back on next time, which will be 2 weeks exactly from today. Until then, folks, have a great rest of the week. Look forward to hearing you on these calls again very soon. Thanks.
Have a great week, everybody. Thanks.